Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
What do we do when we battle all these negative thoughts? Number one, fill your mind with God's Word. Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We need to know the word of God that we're going to say, whoops, I'm not going to do that. Even though our spouse may not be saved for maybe 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, you can live a Christ-like life. When your children all do not come to know the Lord, and maybe till they're 20, 25, doesn't mean you can't act Christ-like to them all the time. So we need to understand, we need to watch our behavior, our attitudes, our speech to them. And we need to fill our mind with God's word. That's why we hunger and we pray, like in Psalm 1. This is an excellent scripture for you to pray for you and your spouse. Blessed is the man or woman who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, verse 1, or stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night. Number two, you're in a spiritual battle. You need to put on the armor of God on you and your spouse and on your children every day. Every day. Before you go into putting on the armor of God, verse 10 in Ephesians 6 says, be strong in the Lord. And that's what our prayer is every day for you, is to be strong in the Lord. Don't be wimpy, but know who you are in Christ. You have divine power to demolish strongholds. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You've got God on your side to heal, to restore, to breathe new life into your marriage, to go talk to your spouse, to go speak to them in a million different ways. And we have got to get excited that we know who we are in Christ and that we're going to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, put on the full armor of God so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against you and your spouse. And that is the biggest problem we have, because everybody comes in here angry, mad, or hostile because of what their spouse has done or doing right now. And then you know what? The devil has blinded them, deceived them, and we have got to love them unconditionally and forgive them. Remember, we did the big, big teaching on forgive them. We have billboards, forgive them. We have got to understand how much forgiveness is a part of our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You need to understand who you are in Christ, that you can walk in victory. And we can do this by knowing the word, reading the word, praying every day, putting on the armor of God. We must learn to say no to the devil, no, and resist the enemy, and no to the unwholesome thoughts or the ideas. You can have a thought and think, whoa, where did that come from? But as Bob says, you don't have to rent that thought a room, and you can just cast it out in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, forgive me wherever that thought came from, and get rid of it. You do not have to have lustful thoughts. You can take control and you can change, because you're asking the Lord to renew your mind. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. What is your anxiety? What is your fear? What is your worry? Do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. He's saying, you know what? I want you to think on the good things of your life. And whatever you've learned or received and heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. We need to think good things. And we need to take captive the negative thoughts. Number five is keep your mind focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. That means do not go to an R or X-rated movie, because you're not going to see good things or hear good words. We have to take control of our thoughts and controls of our eyes and our ears.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.